Thank you, guys. My name is Vladimir, and I'm an addict. Oh, wrong place. So, I was born in Ukraine when it was part of the Soviet Union. And today's talk will be about luck, hard work, and choices. So the first luck was that my mom was tutoring in English to one guy who happened to study in a really good school. School specialized in mathematics, physics, and chemistry. In Soviet Union, there was no advertising, so because of that connection, we knew about the school, and when they had entry exams, I went for it, and I was lucky, one of the 60 students or so who went in, and it was about year 9 in New Zealand standard. So I was really good at school, in my previous school, in mathematics and all other subjects, so top of the ladder, so to say. And I ended up in a class all other really good kids. So it was really hard work. I persevered, and at the end of the day, I graduated with a medal for excellence and lots of friends. We still keep in touch. Well, when I graduated, Soviet Union folded. It was Wild West, you know, everyone for itself, all the supply chains ruined. Even getting basic supplies, light bulbs, toilet paper, food was like mission impossible. Fight for yourself. So, you're a student, you have to choose something. I went for chemistry because I loved chemistry, I was good at it, but also it's something which you have choice to hold in your hands, beautiful materials. Another thing is chemistry department was in the middle of the city and physics and mathematics were at the opposite end of the city. Real life. Anyway, at the same time, because it was independent Ukraine now, they were resurrecting ancient, one of the oldest universities in Eastern Europe called the Kiev Mohyla Academy. So me and three of my friends said, all right, we are musketeers, we'll go for it, because there were potentials, you know, choices. So I ended up studying in two different universities simultaneously, running as a headless chicken between two places, and despite of that, I managed to graduate with a so-called red diploma from Kiev National University, where I studied chemistry, which was top 5% of the class. And I also did natural sciences in Kiev Mohyla Academy with bachelor at the end. So, after the graduation, I got married, and one of the lucky events which contributed to my marriage was Chernobyl. You may ask why, how, oh my God, right? Well, her parents apparently were professional radiochemists, so they came to clean up the mess, and they stayed, so the family moved, and because of that, I had the lucky chance of meeting her in chemistry department. Now, well, you get married, what happens next? Guess, all right? I have a son who is now studying in Otago. Well, no regrets whatsoever. Great guy. And, you know, Soviet Union collapsed not that far ago. Supply chains are still not existent. Science not funded. You have a kid. You need money. You quit your job as a chemist and you start banking. I was really good in investment banking. It happened to be top investment bank in Ukraine as well, which helped. So I had a really good career, right? Lots of cash. And then, lucky event. Would you guess? Crisis. Financial crisis, 1997. All the markets, poof, down. T-bonds collapse. Russia defaults. Ukraine obviously defaults as well. Out of your job. You're not relative to the top management. All right, what do you do? No business, no chemistry in Ukraine. What do you do? I applied for PhDs. I went for applications mostly to the US because they effectively by default give you funding. You just tick a box and you have a PhD scholarship because you can teach there as well. And the guy who was helping me with reference letters, the professor from Kiev University, he said, Vladimir, I just been to Cambridge. Why don't you try your luck, you know? I said, well, all right. So I had several offers from the US and they were like, oh, come over, we'll pay your flights. Just come in summer, well, who cares, we'll start later. The Cambridge application was just slowly progressing and I waited and I waited and finally came through the scholarship, which was, whoa, I couldn't afford, you know, Cambridge international tuition. So I went to Cambridge, managed to pull my family with me, my wife and a young kid. She found a job as a radiochemist in Wollstone Brain Imaging Center, coincidence. Chernobyl blood. So, did PhD in Cambridge, brilliant stuff, and another lucky moment was that big professor, huge name in my area, not my professor, but next door guy, actually headhunted me after the PhD, and it's actually a challenge to find a job. So, I hope he doesn't regret, but did a lot of cool research together, published lots of papers. When I turned 42 recently, I was miserable, meaning of life and all that. I looked at my papers, and there was a small trophy sign next to the top paper, and I was like, what the hell is that? Click, top 1% in chemistry. And I thought, oh, not so bad after all. So after all that, luck, I ended up with two options, Texas, New Zealand. Lots of money. No money, but New Zealand. My wife said, well, you know what, choice is simple. You can go to Texas alone. So I'm in paradise, I'm totally enjoying it. Love Christchurch despite the quakes. Did cool research here without funding, published really good papers. Love my colleagues, love people here. Thank you for your attention.